This Augusta Golf Show podcast is brought to you by Gerald Jones Audi. Inspire design, where emotion takes shape. 4022 Washington Road in Martinez.
At some point in our lives, we've all done things to fit in. But then we realize the importance of being ourselves. Introducing the distinct Audi Q5, an SUV all its own. Its LED DRLs stand out wherever they shine. And with Audi Quattro all-wheel drive and available Audi Drive Select, it delivers performance that no one can imitate. So be yourself. Visit your Audi dealer to test drive the distinct Audi Q5.
I'm David Jones. Come see the largest selection ever of Audi A3s, Q5s, and Q7s. Audi Exceptional Luxury Performance at Gerald Jones Audi, 4022 Washington Road in Martinez, or visit us on the web at geraldjonesaudi.com.
Well, Bert Bain is the director of golf at the Greenbrier and the Greenbrier Sporting Club. Now, back in June, the area and the resort were hit by historic tragic flooding, forcing the cancellation of this year's Greenbrier Classic. So I thought it would be a good time to kind of get back in touch with Bert, touch base, find out how they're doing, get an update. It's a pleasure to welcome Bert Bain back to the Augusta Golf Show. Hi, Bert.
Thank you, John. Pleasure to be with you.
All right, it's been a couple of months. For the listener, help the listener remember. Talk about the damage.
Well, you know, it started early the morning of Thursday, June the 23rd, as a normal rainstorm, which we get sometimes in the summer. The stream, Howard's Creek, which it runs through our golf courses, went out of its banks around 10:30 or 11 and continued to just, you know, grow. We're used to seeing some minor flooding from time to time, and at first we didn't think too much about it, but before it was over, we received about 11 inches of rain in about 6 hours. So it became a 1,000-year flood event and pretty much destroyed three of our golf courses. More importantly, it tragically impacted our community. Many people lost their homes. Some people lost their lives. So great impact on the Greenbrier Valley.
What has been taking place at the resort over the last 60 to 75 days?
Well, initially, the first thing we did was we had no power, so we had to kind of catch our breath. As soon as we got power back to the hotel, we closed to guests, and Mr. Justice invited anyone in the area who was without a safe home, without water, without power, to come to the Greenbrier free of charge. And we housed about 300 people for about 10 days, including FEMA workers, Red Cross workers, National Guardsmen, but mostly local residents who needed a safe place to go and try to figure out how to put their lives back together. We reopened one of our golf courses in July, and since then we've been operating the Greenbrier course and, you know, doing a lot of planning and recently a lot of construction to try to get our facilities back to where we want them to be for the 2017 season.
So the hotel is fully functional back to
normal? Absolutely.
Okay.
Fully functional with one golf course. Most of our areas, you wouldn't even, if you came here now, the only way you would know that we had a flood is if you saw the golf courses. The gun club, the hotel itself, the grounds are beautiful. Everything is open with the exception of our sporting club and our Old White TPC and Meadows golf courses.
A sense of urgency, Bert, because shortly the weather will change?
Absolutely. Right now what we have as our risk factor is getting all the seeding in the ground. We'd like to have all that done by September 16th. That still gives us a nice long growing period before we would have any freezes or the soil temperature would start slowing the grass down. Then we'll sort of rest over the winter and then have a good growing season in the spring. Right now, we're not anticipating any problem with the Greenbrier Classic the first week of July.
Tell me about the people of West Virginia.
They're amazing. I've been here about 7 years. I'm from Texas, and these people remind me of Texans. They're very self-reliant. They can do everything. A typical guy on my grounds crew, you know, if you say to him, gosh, we need to get this welding done, he says, oh, I can weld. Well, but we need to move this thing over here with a backhoe. Yeah, I can run a backhoe. I mean, it's just these guys up here are a different breed of cat. They're into hunting. They're into gardening. It's a state that's somewhat isolated from the rest of the world because of the mountains, and they've just got a resiliency, and you know, it's a faith-based area. I love it here. I love the people. Our owner is running for governor and at this point leading. And to me, it's almost a throwback area to the way our country was in the 50s and 60s when people worked with their hands and made things. It's a special place.
We're talking with Bert Bain from the Greenbrier and the Greenbrier Sporting Club. I had no idea Mr. Justice was running for governor.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he is actually, he's a Democratic nominee. He's got about a 12-point lead right now. The election's in November, and all the experts here believe that he will be elected the next governor.
So we're in September. We're a couple of weeks away from officially fall. It must be spectacular in the fall.
It is. It's as pretty as the other areas of the country that get lovely fall foliage. We're not the only area, certainly the Northeast, Colorado, the Carolinas, but West Virginia's mountains are what I call more human scale. They're closer to the ground. You can hike them. I lived in Colorado for a while, and those mountains are a little bit difficult. The West Virginia mountains, you know, kind of welcome you to walk on them. But the foliage here, the mixture of trees, yellows, reds, oranges, it's spectacular. Unfortunately, we have a lot of golf course construction going on, and it's closed a few of our trails. Mm. But, you know, I encourage anyone with an interest in doing anything for this area, the best thing you could do is come stay at the Greenbrier, enjoy yourself, and help us keep people working.
You mentioned the tournament next year, Old White. What's got to be done to Old White?
Well, we had a number of greens that were inundated and silt damaged, a couple greens that were literally destroyed. In consulting with the PGA Tour, Mr. Justice and the Tour made the decision that we couldn't do some of the greens and some of the bunkers and some of the fairways. The golf course deserves better. It's a 1914 C.B. McDonald gym. It's the only C.B. McDonald that's accessible to the public. It's the oldest golf course that's played on the PGA Tour. And to do kind of a, you know, Band-Aid approach on it, just simply, it just wasn't in Mr. Justice's thinking. So in conjunction with the tour, what we decided we had to do was rebuild all 18 greens, redo all 14 fairways, and rebuild every bunker on the property. So when the tour players get here in July, they're going to see a brand-new golf course.
I, to your point, though, Bert, I guess to Band-Aid it would have just delayed the inevitable, wouldn't it? At some point, you were going to have to fully restore the golf course.
Well, yeah, you would have had a long-term agronomic issues with fairways and bunkers that had silt in them that you try to limp by. I mean, if you're one type of golf course, you might try to do some what I would call remediation. But I think, as I said, this course, because of what it is, demands better than that, and Mr. Justice doesn't. He says, I'm a very simple man. I just want the best. I don't want it done right. And that's what we're undertaking. And it's a big project, but we've got a great architect, Keith Foster out of Maryland. Keith is one of the preeminent architects with regard to restoration of C.B. McDonald, Alistair McKenzie, Seth Rayner golf courses. He's made a study of them. His architectural expertise is not so much new design, although he does do original work. He's made his mark restoring great golf courses to what they would have been in the teens and 20s.
A lot took place after the flood. One of the things that took place was your golf pro emeritus, Lee Trevino, kind of went back to Texas. Is Lee back?
He did. He went back to Texas for a little while. He had actually had a wedding to attend. And he'll be back next week. And he'll be here through September, through the end of the month. We have our Lee Trevino Fall Classic event, which is a pro-am. Lee plays in it and hosts it. And we've got almost a full field. If anyone's out there and wants to play, contact me or Jamie Hamilton here at the Greenbrier. We have a few team spots left, but it's a two-day pro-am. And, you know, you can imagine the fun you have with Lee Trevino hosting you at the Greenbrier.
So, with all that has to be done, I wanted to ask this. If you've been on the show, we've talked several times about the project of Arnold Palmer, Gary Player, Lee, mm-hmm. and Jack. Anything affected with that project?
No. Fortunately, that site is up on the top of a mountain range that's flat. It's an unusual topographical site. It is a mountain ridge, but it has a large flat top. And that's where that project is underway, and we're still working on it, moving dirt, you know, clearing trees, Mr. Nicholas was here about 3 weeks ago. There was very little or no damage up there, and so that's a separate, that's a sidebar. That's the fourth golf course that's under construction. We're the largest golf course construction project in the world right now, with three restorations and one new construction, all within 10 miles.
I can imagine. Bert Bain, the director of golf at the Greenbrier and at the Greenbrier Sporting Club. Congratulations on what's been done so far, and best of luck on moving forward. Bert, thank you for taking the time.
Absolutely, John. I invite you to come up this spring and see for yourself. We're going to have, as I said, a brand new all-white TPC, which will challenge the best players in the world. And we're going to have an exciting new golf course in our valley, which was previously known as the Meadows course, and is undergoing a redesign. And so we're looking for 2017 to be a great year for us in golf. And I appreciate you having me on the show, and best to all your listeners.